Hey everyone, and good afternoon to everyone here on Audio Boom, Facebook, Twitter, and likes where you're listening at this time. It's me, again, Hans Last, for another tweet on this day, December 6th, 2016. What I plan to talk about today, it's currently 2:33 Central Time, 3:33 Eastern, and I'm still here in Heflin, but my point of this is to talk about 20 years that I've been on the internet. It's hard to believe. Late 1996. I'd heard about it before, 1995, as this information superhighway, as it was referred to. And so at that point, I thought, well, what's this going to be all about? I thought it was going to be some really complex thing. They talked about it. And so eventually I'd heard about internet and connecting two computers together over a network anywhere in the world. So anyway, 1996 rolled around. I started hearing about it more and more, and I've been running a bulletin board service at the time, which is basically one computer, and you dialed in with a telephone number with a modem, and it had software on the computer. And then quite a few of us around the Brantford area, Brantford, Ontario, had these computers, bulletin board systems. Mine was called The Last Stop, and there were several others, and what was happening, they were starting to gradually disappear because of this thing called the internet came about, and I couldn't understand. I thought to myself, why are they going on there when they can call these bulletin boards? But then, eventually in early 97, I think I just took mine down as The Last Stop as well, because I'd run it since late 95, so just over a year. And then, so I went to the local library and got some print books out. I had a scanner at the time. I had open books, so I scanned them. And talked about Archie and Gopher and Telnet and all these things. I thought, well, this is going to be interesting. But then Windows, I was using Windows 3.1 at the time. So I went and I asked it at the time, Radio Shack, just for the sake of connecting. They told me, and I was told by a sales guy, well, you just got to use something called Trumpet Windsock or some kind of Windsock client, which would connect the computer to the modem. And so then you would connect to the computer with, put your username and password in this Windsock program, which you loaded separately, you dialed in. Then it connected, then you would open up your program, your web browser at the time, which they had, it was Netscape. I think it was Netscape, or I think it was an early Internet Explorer. I thought, well, why do I not use that? But I knew nothing about what I was doing. I think the library, I went to the public library, and they did have access, so I tried with them. But I didn't know, it was just some browser thing that opened, and I connected that way. So, anyway, I was on, and I just clicked, it went to Yahoo, which was what it opened at the time, and very different. It was just links. And so I just randomly clicked links and just to see where I would go. And I think I tried a couple web addresses that I'd heard about on the radio. And so the stage was set, and I was beginning to think, well, maybe this isn't so bad. And so I found this internet service provider, somebody I'd heard about, somebody using, called Huron Internet. So I got hooked up with them, and it took a while. It was early November, but they kept, got signed up, but they kept delaying. They had, in the area, they didn't have a local access number. They were getting it, and oh, they were going to get it. And so eventually I did December game on. And I would just click around different sites, webcams, and there were still actually live webcams, were still images of different places, and it really intrigued me. I could just look all over the world, Europe, Australia, and places like that. And so, at any rate, then from there, of course, email. I was first using Eudora, and just sending email messages, and the structure is the same. Then, of course, ICQ would come along, which was the IM instant messaging program at the time. And so from there, I tried IRC. It was kind of difficult because I didn't really have Zoom text that worked for 3.1, or it didn't work too good. And then, so eventually I got a computer and compact computer in late 97, and that had Windows 95, and then things took off from there. And then I finally heard about streaming audio. And so then I started listening to different radio stations, and that was really, really caught my interest. And then, and then built up from there gradually through Windows 98 in 2000, I got, and doing more and more with email and then MSN Messenger, and still just got away from ICQ, and of course email, trying Hotmail, and upgrading all the different browsers. So I pretty much went all the way up and up through all the versions of Internet Explorer, Netscape, and of course email clients using Eudora, and even the Netscape had an email client that I used, and was for a while when I was using the Windows 95 machine, not using Zoom Text, so I had to kind of struggle with that. And then I got Homepage Reader. Well, actually, for my then wife at the time had IBM Homepage Reader. So, but even that was for her benefit. I still use the regular. And from there, I would eventually go to Windows 98 XP, and more streaming audio and internet radio and all that good stuff. And so then Skype and all that good stuff. So I've seen a lot of change online from when the first early days when I got on to now, and with high-speed internet and all that good stuff. So now I'm using the iPhone and all that, and now the internet is definitely interactive two ways. Back when I first got on, it was pretty much, except for email and maybe chat messages or something like that, it was pretty much one way, getting information. Now it's kind of both ways, communication with Twitter, Facebook, videos, Instagram, all that good stuff, and YouTube, and which even that's I've been doing for the last 10 years now. Actually, almost a lot. Yeah, it would be 10 years this past September marked when I started using YouTube. So a lot has changed, and of course, audio boom here, we can't forget that, which even that's been about almost 5 years now since I've been on audio boom. 2011 I first really started. So even that site's gone through a lot of change. So I've seen a lot of change on the internet. So I guess with that, I will close down here. I know according to the clock on my computer, I've been going 8 minutes, and the progress bar I can kind of see is almost at the end. So I'm going to wrap things up, send this out. So I just thought I would do this kind of as a marking of 20 years online. So, y'all take care and have a good day, everyone, and I will talk to you next Audio Boom.